Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to Safe Space with Kim and Croy.
Welcome, welcome.
I just want to jump right into this right now.
Okay, we're going for it.
Okay, we have a sweet fan letter to quote-unquote JD, our drowning mom, excuse me, from last week, who does her kids' homework. She writes, "Hi, Kim and Croy. I love you guys so much. My heart broke when I heard JD's email about how she felt like she was drowning with her son. I am a speech-language pathologist and work in special education. Her son qualifies for extra support, and regardless of remote or in-person learning, she should reach out to his school and team of teachers for help, suggestions, and recommendations. I also recommend that she reach out to his school for a parent support group. She should not be doing this alone. The school community should really be helping her as well. I hope that her school offers her the support, and she just didn't know it. I wish I could help her. I'd be more than happy to connect with her and offer her my professional advice. Have a wonderful day."
Oh, that's so sweet.
Jackie.
Yeah.
In New York. Well, that's really sweet, Jackie. That's so, so nice.
Great advice.
JD, send us an email. And if you'd like to connect with Jackie, we're happy to do that. Thank you, Jackie. Like, for real, that's really, really sweet.
Yeah. Great advice. You're 100%
yeah,
right.
Sure.
Yeah. That's
cool. I think this, like, at-home learning thing, too, is, like, overwhelming.
It is.
It's overwhelming for us with four little kids. And thank God the twins are in the same class just because of COVID. Usually they split twins up. But, I mean, it's a lot.
We're all trying to make do and give it our best and all these things, but there's definitely going to be some long-term ramifications, you know, for kids that are at an early development stage where they need that interaction, they need that
100%.
One-on-one place. For kids with special needs, they have the systems and the protocols that they're used to and in place, and home is for home is for relaxing and there's something for home, and then there's something for school and learning and work and business. And when we merge those two things, there's going to be problems, and you can't expect people to not be stressed or not be frazzled or not be on point 100% all the time, especially if, again, we're dealing with a child that has some learning disabilities there and just no support if the school, like she said, isn't giving it to her. So we'll connect you to.
It's tough.
Yes, you guys
JD, let us know if you want to connect with Jackie, and we'll connect you to. We're happy to do that for you guys. Thank you so much, Jackie, again, for taking the time to write that email. It's very sweet of you. Sometimes you can feel very, like, alone out here in this crazy world with all this COVID shit and school and kids. Okay, you guys. Excuse me. I said I was over COVID, but I keep this weird-ass cough coming. Okay, you guys, buckle up for this one. Is it considered cheating if you only send pics for money but don't actually hook up?
Yes. That's not. How is that a question?
I need your help, or this is the email. I need your help, or maybe just need to vent. I'm married, been with my husband for 15 plus years. Recently, I started seeing all these videos on fucking TikTok and sugar daddies.
Well, that's your problem. Get rid of TikTok.
I know you know where I'm going with this, LOL. Is it considered cheating if you're not having sex with someone for the money? Because I'm just doing it for the money. I don't want a relationship or anything else out of it. I need help, but an extra $10,000 a month does sound nice, doesn't it? Thanks, you guys. I love your show, your podcast, and your family.
$10,000 a month.
Take $10,000 a month, bitch. Send those photos.
Wait, what?
Send them. Wait, are they of your feet or of your boobs? That's what matters.
Yeah. No, I
there's somebody that
you're
paid Brielle.
You're not getting $10,000 off of feet. You're
yes.
Not, that
somebody.
That's the weirdest shit I just
somebody,
ever heard.
Somebody, okay, paid Brielle thousands to send pictures of her feet. We thought Brielle was lying.
There's no way.
And we watched this all go down. Don't you remember in the kitchen? We watched this go down.
No.
With Brielle.
No.
Don't fucking play with
me. I'm not fucking playing. No, nobody sent Brielle thousands for feet pictures. And if they did, they're an idiot. Her feet are disgusting.
Should I call Brielle right now? Because
what?
You don't remember somebody. Like, it was a running joke. We thought this guy was, like, playing around, and he was like, oh, whatever, you're weird. Like, what? And they said, no, for real, what's
okay,
your Venmo?
Maybe, but so did she actually sent him, and he actually sent her money.
Yeah, but it was just, like, her feet on the kitchen floor. It was so weird. And then she's like, Mom, he really sent the money. I was like, bro, send the fucking money back. And she did.
He's got to be joking.
But it was just, I mean, nobody sends money, babe. And
maybe,
like,
he's loaded. Is he loaded?
Yeah, he's very wealthy.
All right.
He's a fucking athlete.
Oh.
Huh. Yep, way to go, Croy.
Okay, so $10,000, you're definitely sending more than feet pictures for $10,000. It's titties and it's
yeah, you're
ass
crossing
and,
the line with that.
Okay, so here's the question though. If you and your family need the money, I think that you should approach your husband. And if he's okay with
get
it.
Get the fuck out of here. Don't approach your husband with
maybe
this.
Your
it's
host,
not going to happen.
Maybe your husband can take the photos and it's like a new experience for you guys. And you can you know, deepen your erotica and all that stuff. And
what the fuck is wrong with you?
You're not cheating if your husband knows. So you should say, hey, babe, look, all these TikTokers are making 10 grand a month.
Why doesn't he just go to Pornhub?
I don't know, but look. We don't want them to. We want them to go to this lady and get her photos so they can make 10 grand a month. So what you need to do is say,
you're
hey, babe, you need to kind of slowly bring it up to her or him. Slowly bring it up to him. They're like, babe, look at this TikTok. Isn't this weird? This girl's getting money. And then maybe next week, like, or the next day, like, look, here's another one. Maybe we should do this if we're going to get 10K. And he'd be like, okay, babe, I'll take the photos. There you go. Now you're making 10K a month.
Gross. What the hell is wrong with
you? I'm trying to help her out. She needs money, she said.
I think she needs to do it without telling anybody or not do it at all.
You were not being dishonest to our partners.
Yeah, you don't
want
to be dishonest
years.
To your partner. No. It's not really worth it.
Go to him.
I don't think any guy is really going to go for this. Here's my question, though. Like, why doesn't the guy just go to Pornhub? Or why doesn't somebody, like, I don't know. Is this really a legit thing? Like, is this a legit thing?
It's got to be. Here's the question, though, too, is if your face is in them. So if your face is in them, you should be real careful because those could start to circulate, and that could be a whole damaging thing to, like, your
job. Does somebody
really
send their face? Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I mean, they got to, right? Like, otherwise, it could be something you pull off the internet. It wouldn't be real. That's what you could do, too, is just pull pictures off the internet and send them to the guy.
You're full of useless information.
So if you can find, you know, if you can find some pictures with headless pictures, then you could just send him those and... He wouldn't even have to
be
you.
Who told us this? A makeup artist once, a male makeup artist told us how people would send him like Google dick pics or whatever. And I was just like, oh my God, for real? He's like, I saw the same dick from three different dudes in a month. Like, it's unbelievable. And it was kind of like a running joke.
So they're not even sending their own penises?
No, they're sending like ones they Google because he's like, wait, I think I've seen this picture before. So that was kind of a funny running joke.
Yeah,
but with
that
being
happens,
said.
Like every day, catfishing.
Well, I mean, I don't think you should probably send photos. And I definitely, if you're going to send the photos, I definitely think your husband, on a more serious note, I think your husband does need to know or you need to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't recommend lying. And then if you have all of a sudden you're buying Chanel bags out the ass, he's going to be like, where's this coming from?
Right. Or if you can pay off the credit cards for the month, he's going to be like, those were 10 grand. Where'd that come from?
Right.
Right.
Oh, well, I'm just sending my boobies. Yeah. You know, that's not going to go over well.
No. Yeah, this one you should not do and ask for forgiveness later.
So one last one, you guys. All right. Andy wants to know how to de-bridezilla his future wife. Uh-oh.
That's not starting off good.
Dear Kim and Croy, we are huge fans and listen religiously. We are currently in the middle of planning our wedding. Thank you very much. What are some helpful tips to prevent my wife from becoming a bridezilla? Secondly, do you have any suggestions as far as organization on the big day? We're getting married in Helena. Is it Helena? Is it
Helena? No, it's Helena. Wow.
That's the capital of
Montana.
Montana.
Yeah.
Do you? KJ just did the capitals of all 50 states and shit. Anyways, you have a fan mail. We can send you an invite. Thanks again, and we love the show. Andy McNamara. You can use my name. Thanks, Andy, for your email.
Andy.
Okay. As far as being a bridezilla, here's the thing, right?
Well, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, because he, you know, it's from a guy. So guy to guy here.
He wants to know.
So if your wife is going to be potentially a bridezilla.
Croy said go ahead and then he cut me off again.
I'm going to cut you off. Yep. So if your wife is potentially going to be a bridezilla, I hope that you're prepared for that or that you know that about her when you're marrying her. Hopefully that's not a deal breaker for you, right? Because ultimately, yes, you know, we do kind of have this idea and philosophy in the U.S. that marriage, you know, it's about the wife and she's got the gown and she walks down the aisle and it is it's a union of a beautiful woman and an amazing guy and handsome guy, whatever qualities you guys bring to the table, funny, and you're merging that together. But it's not just about her, and I think we live in this culture of, like, it's got to be all about her, and it's you know, but no, you're merging two lives together. His perception of the day is just as important as hers. His experience is just as important as hers. How they interact with their family members, how they get to enjoy the experience, how they get to fall more in love on that day, head over heels. Like, it's a dual experience. So these women that come out and they're like, you know, it's about me. No, it's not. And if if that's the if that's how you're entering the marriage, buddy, you better look out.
You're going too far.
No, better you better look out. Like she should not be late. Like if you show up to the altar 2 hours late,
pipe down, pipe down.
2 hours late, you're going to be late for the marriage.
Shit happens. Hair, no, makeup.
That's your responsibility to be on time for your husband. It's a partnership.
As you can tell, time's really fucking important to Croy and not very important to me.
I'm just that's an example.
But Croy's really going out here. Like so, here's the thing. Honestly. You start getting stressed about the invite, stressed about the flowers.
That's stressed pre-wedding. About, stressed I'm talking
about,
day of.
Stressed about, you know, the tuxes, stressed about whatever you're going to do, right? Like, so I was feeling very overwhelmed. I had a six-month-old. I was filming Housewives. I was filming Don't Be Tardy for the wedding. Croy was in the middle of football season. There was a lot going on. But I always reminded myself of this one thing. Like, at the end of the day, what really matters is my connection to my husband and the actual marriage. And the day of, our party planner and his team told us that, you know, the day of, focus on each other. You're going to see your family and friends again. Taste the food. Eat the cake. It's 11:11, which is so funny. 11:11 p.m. while we're recording this. You know, really focus on each other. And Corey and I did just that on our wedding day. And it was friggin' awesome, and I'm so glad that somebody shared that with us, because I would have went from table to table to table to say hi to everybody, hug everybody, and for what? Like, that day is all about you guys. Everybody was there to support us, and I think that, you know, honestly, at the end of the day, the things that I stressed out about the most didn't even end up mattering in the end, you know? And so I think it's have fun planning it, have enjoy it, because before you know it, the wedding's here and it's over. Yep. And it's just a day.
Yep.
So my recommendation is to not sweat the small stuff, number one. And number two, the day of, really focus on each other and be in the moment. You'll never get that day back.
Right. Well, and then lastly, ultimately, it is your job to support your wife. So in order for her not to be...
Oh, now you want
to... In order for her not to be Miss Bridezilla, that would mean that she should be... very well prepared for her day and have as much support as she possibly can. So whatever you can pre-plan, pre-do, pre-go over, try to do that and then just be there to support her, and she'll be there to support you as well because she's going to hear this too. So Andy's
I think the wedding is
wife,
like really is about the bride though. Andy. Don't you think it's like about the bride? The bride.
Yes, so it is. I don't disagree. It is about the bride, but I think every respectful bride who's joining a union with somebody else should also understand that, yes, it is about you, but ultimately it's about you two coming together. So you should be there just as much as for him as he should be for you. Cause it's, I mean, it's your marriage. That's how marriages are going to work and survive and thrive. If you got somebody who's
it's
just
all
about
her.
Themselves.
Basically what I want to tell you, Andy, is it's really all about her anyway. Let her just bask in all her glory when she comes out in her wedding gown. You know, if flowers are really important to her, allow it to be important. I feel like if the flowers are super important and the, you know, the I want to call it a runway, but what did I do? I had fucking Swarovski crystals and shit everywhere, and like, oh my god, it didn't really matter now when I look back. But you know, if she's a perfectionist, you're in for like a little bit of a ride. But I would kindly remind her, like, babe, it's a day, you know, and all this planning, months of planning. We only did it in 8 weeks, but months of planning into a wedding that's one day, you know, at the end of the day.
Big
so
party.
Focus on the things that are most important, which ultimately is going to be your connection, your marriage, your relationship, and basically how you guys look that day. So get her a makeup artist, get her a hairdresser, okay? Very important. Have her do a trial beforehand. Very important. You don't cut your fucking hair the day of. Don't get a wonky-ass spray tan. Don't get in a tanning bed like I did the day of because I was red as a fucking tomato. I mean, they're just, you know, things that I can definitely... I mean, I could go on and on and on. But at the end of the day, live in the moment and enjoy the planning process together.
Yeah, be in the moment that day.
All right, you guys, if you want to email us, you can email us at houseofkim@kimzolciak.com or you can call us at 323-213-8100. Leave us a text and or a voicemail. We love these safe spaces.
We do.
We love all these emails that you guys, we have so many.
Yep.
You don't, and we will not mention your name. You don't even have to ask us. If you don't mention it, we won't say it. If you say
you want us to.
Yeah. If you want us to, you can say that too. But thanks you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of Safe Space with Kim and Croy.
Have a great week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.